Ja, slow my eyes, Bart.
Okay, no.
Okay, everybody, say. Raise and share as usual today. As usual. I just want to make a quick recap of what we learnt. Really, we finished more or less taken. The action I lost was taken. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Really, we finished more or less taken. Just a few side points. Very briefly, the Hetaim and Hilchos Taken came out like this. Hilchos Taken. One is something which is not gedulei karka, doesn't grow from the ground, and it's edible. That means eggs, cheese, meat, fish. These things, there's no problem of grinding out on Shabbos. Number one, you may not use a specialized keli. Specialized keli you may not use. A cheese grater may be used, and an egg slicer may be used. Can't remember what sheer number that was, number 46. That was a certain sheer number. 47, sorry. That was number one. Number two we spoke about, and also is ein toichen acher toichen. Now, once the food item has been ground up, there's no issa to redo it. So we said bread, matzah, cake, biscuits, things like that, is no problem of grinding it again. But since it was once ground, again, we spoke about this in depth, there's no problem to regrind it. I just want to add one point over here. I don't know what this is myself, actually, but there's such a thing called a bread slicer. I don't know what I'm talking about. A bread slicer. So the posse can speak about, can you use this on Shabbos? The chayra, bread is not subject to the issur toichen, because we said it was once powder before, it was once flour. So to redo it is no problem. A bread slicer may therefore be used, not an electric one, don't come and say an electric one, not obviously an electric one, yeah? Talk about a hand one. Apparently these hand ones, you can set it to different settings, medium, thick and thin. That is okay. However, to set it to an exact size, 1 millimeter, that could be a problem, Rabbi. So which problem is that?
Medida,
that's a problem of measuring. So that is problematic, but just to basically thick, thin,
it's
medium is
okay.
For another reason. Okay, I'm sorry, I got my numbers wrong. I'm never good at math, you know that. Never good at math. Then there was another one, we said shinui godel. A person makes a big change, a very, very big change. That means, for example, he does something abnormal. He takes, for example, the back handle of a spoon, the back handle of a fork. He takes the underside of a cup. He takes the stocker box, for example, and crushes an item with this. That's such a big shinui. That is not subject to the issa of toichen. That's called a shinui godel. Then we spoke about another one, cooked food, which have already started crumbling. That means you cook potatoes before Shabbos, for example, and they're more or less in pieces. They're already crumbled more or less. And we said you started already the mashing process to a certain degree. You haven't finished it off. To finish that on Shabbos is mutter. That was another heter. I forgot my cucumber. Can you bring it tomorrow? I'll try and bring my cucumber tomorrow. I'm sorry. I was hoping you wouldn't come tonight. I shouldn't say that, really. I shouldn't say that, but very good. You're more alive than I am. What should I tell you? You haven't got the shit to prepare. Yeah, no, very good. Great. Thank you very much. And then one more we had was Somach Lesuda. That was another interesting thing. Somach Lesuda, near the mealtime, there's another het in Hilchos Toichen. Grinding up Hilchos Toichen is Mutter Gondromo Somach Lesuda. First, we want to make a fruit salad near the mealtime. You're allowed to cut up your fruits into thin pieces, fine pieces. Somach Lesuda. We said last time the Mishnah Berurah was not so happy about this. It brings many poskim who are not so happy about this idea. And he says you should make a siruf, not Somach Lesuda, plus the fact that you cut the pieces slightly bigger. If you do that combination, you're done with Hilchos. So far, so good. About a year ago, this is coming to this year, about a year ago, someone came to me with someone told me the following scenario. They were at a bar mitzvah, I'm not saying where this was, and they were sitting at a table Shabbos morning. It was about 11:45, they were in the middle of the meal, and the balabos comes over to this person and says, can I ask you a favor? Do you mind to move over to table number 10? Well, he does what the balabos wants. He moves to table number 10. He sat down there. He sees, while he's sitting down there, a few people are coming there. He's got his friend from the other table comes there. They're all joining in. They're all sitting at this table. Nope. He's got a nice plate of food in front of him. He's happy to eat. He starts eating again. He's very happy. All of a sudden, the balabos comes over to him and says, Abraisai, can I ask you a favor? They're all sitting at the table. He says, can I ask you to smile? I said, yeah. What's going on? They said, I'll tell you what, before Shabbos, I put a camera like this in position. It's set to go off at 12 o'clock. I would like, if possible, to have a little memory of this party which we're having today. And it's a good idea if you all smile, we should be at least be on smiling on camera. Mutter or not. Now, you're all looking at me, what has that got to do with totem? That's a good question. What has that got to do with totem? No. Now, I'll tell you what to do with totem. You'll see this. Well, I'm not going to speak about these mummies now. I'll tell you what to do with totem. You're going to see in Hilchos Totem, which we'll discuss a bit more in detail, there is such a concept which the Rambam talks about of a person who has a mill running on Shabbos grinding flour. That means he's doing nothing. The mill works by itself, but as the water is a count of water, it could be the wind that's moving, he puts all the wheat into the machine before Shabbos. The mill is working, and everything is being done on Shabbos. So it's called Hashmos Koel Asher Milsa. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. This over here, it's very interesting to know, what are you doing wrong by sitting in front of a camera on Shabbos? So, we are following the Orech HaShabbos, actually. Yeah? So the Orech HaShabbos, I've got a bit of a rechitz about this over here. And the Orech HaShabbos, in Peret Tez Vov, Aron Nun Hei, I mean, you must realize today with modern technology, these questions are very common, actually, because there are many buildings now that are coming into situations where you go into the building, so they've got a security guard who sits inside there in a nice warm place. And he sees you coming at the building, you look at the camera when you come in, say a nice hello, he sees you, he knows who you are, he's recognized you, he'll open the building for you. So you are having a picture taken of you on Shabbos. You're going in front of that camera, and you're having a picture taken. So on that, the Orech HaShabbos is done in this. What's the shaila, my friends? What is the shaila about this? Besides any problem of Asher Milsa, what is the problem over here? Could be a problem. Oh, it's gone very quiet. What? What malacha? What malacha is it? Kosef. It could be Kosef. So on this, the Orech HaShabbos says, "Le'inyan Adam Anichas Among Shaboy Nikletas to Monosa Deimat Slemes." A person goes into a place.
He's doing the person, not you.
You're standing on the camera. You are making your picture being taken. You are smiling. Well, I'm smiling. Some people are smiling. You, the camera's over here. So I'm over here. I don't want to get in the building. So I go.
Yeah, but you want to go to your own apartment.
I want to get in there, but I want to get over. That's another question I'm going to get in. You might have to go the back way. That's another problem. Yeah, that's all done before Shabbos. The camera's setting in Shabbos. I'm coming in front of the camera. I'd show my face in front of the camera on Shabbos. Is that a problem of kosher? It's a chiddush, really, because the camera's taking a picture the whole time anyway. The camera is facing, it's taking a nice progress. It's true, I'm also very nice face, and it's nice to have seen me, the camera, yeah? It's very happy to see me, the camera. And I'm very happy to see the camera. But, am I doing this sort of kosher? So here, the Orech HaShabbos got a rechitz about this.
The question would be different to if somebody come and says, if you're going to go through, I'll make a picture of you.
Not what, something? What? Yeah, but here the camera's taking a picture already. This camera over here is taking a picture the whole time. It's taking a picture of the wall. It's taking, what's the difference between me and the wall, in inverted commas? There's a big difference. But you know what I mean. So this is the Shiloh. I want to read out what he says over here. So I'm not going through the whole thing over here. He says, how is it? Is it Ki'ilu Ha'odon Meshanes Atzmon Meshagam Reza? He's changing a picture, yeah? Ha'im? If this digital writing, that means what's going on, is that called kosev or not? Or is it like walking in front of a mirror? Have you ever heard that you can't walk in front of a mirror on Shabbos? No one said you can't walk in front of a mirror. Is this different to walk in front of a mirror? So you could say, that's why he wants to say there at the Shabbos, it could be this is worse. Because in the eyes of people, this is called a photo. When a person walks in front of a mirror, no one thinks you're taking a photo. No one imagines you're doing an act of deceiver. Over here, when someone walks in front of a camera, in the eyes of people, that is considered as a picture. Read out what it says. Humanity dies in the autumn, dawn of Zurich exam. People look at this as a photo being taken as a writing. NZ Doimel or Odom or Omen of Neam Mare. It's not similar, this at all, to being in front of a mirror. Shemavada Enkan Kasiva Vatsil. This is nothing. Walking in front of a mirror is no problem at all. But don't come out of the shir here and say that you can't go in front of a mirror on Shabbos. That zikha is allowed. We're talking about now going in front of a camera. Can you walk in front of a camera? So over here, he's got two stop him. The Meiser he brings over here, he himself wants to be Mahne, actually. He wants to tie in there that this is called Ksav, called Ksiva Midrabonon, shadow with Ksiva Midrabonon. He ties it, Ksiva Midrabonon is over here. He brings the Poskim say, let me just read out what it says.
I have to have recorded the whole Shabbos. Cameras on the house, don't record the whole Shabbos.
But that's different also, because you're no one's coming in with a. Here you do it with Kavanah, yeah? This one. Yeah, I hear, but first of all, you're only watching, there's trouble.
Yes.
Hope there's no trouble. So this Ksav, no, it's not Nichale at all, this over here. Here, when a person goes in front of a camera to take a picture, it's Nichale. It's much more Chomer. When a person wants something to be done, that's much worse. So there's two shires over here. This person over here sits in front of the camera. What? Well, it depends. Either the Balabos is main here, or you. If you go for a security camera, if you go into a building, and you can't get into a building, if someone can't get into a building without going into the camera, that means the security guard will not open up for him. So it's Nihale, he's happy that his picture's being taken. Of course, he prefers to walk straight in without it, but now, in this matter, he knows the security guard will not open the door for him.
Unless the security guard would stand by the front door and see you, open it.
But the Maisie's not there. The Maisie is not there. Now you have to come along and put your picture, you put yourself in front of the camera in order for the guy to see you. So now it's Nichale, if you want it, that your picture's on there. So yes, Lodin, whether it's Ksiva, you have to say, he wants to be Mahmeh, he says it could be called Ksiva Dravon, yeah.
Could you say that there's a difference between a picture being taken where something's going to remain from that, as opposed to a continuous screen that's not being saved, that's just...
But it's on there for a bit of time. It's on there for a bit of time. It's delayed time. You can, it's there for 25 hours. It's there for a bit of time. You can watch it after Shabbos. But it must be recorded. Oh, you mean the security guard's just there for a very short time? But I'm not sure how long it's there for. It doesn't go off straight away. It must do, because they want to keep a record of who's coming in. They don't want to... Your camera, Mr. Tom, is, I don't want to be rude, but your camera is a lower quality one than what they've got. They've got a camera which is obviously meant to keep the...
Not everyone records.
It must be. He wants to know what's going on. Chas v'shalom, someone comes in these places, they want to have a record of who's going in. It's not going to be rubbed out after a minute.
So is his camera home
record? I'm not saying his camera's wrong. I didn't say his camera's wrong. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you over here. The hospital is lo nichale. It's much better. All these places in the hospital is lo nichale very often. When you walk, it's too. Let's just understand to shine clearly. Many of these places, I want to tell you, when you walk down Berry New Road, probably you're being. I'm telling you, Rabbi, you should always smile when you're walking, because probably nowadays, wherever you walk, you're being filmed. So I'll tell you a general rule: you should always be smiling. You know that. Besides for other reasons, but that's a good reason. You're on camera. So you've got to be happy. Always be happy. Besides the muster thing of things, it's always good to be happy because of this thing over here. You don't know what's going on. Now we're talking about another shayla. When a person goes to a place and it's nichale, he goes past a place and the security guard would not let him in unless he puts his face to the security camera and the guy sees him, then that is nichale. That's much more chomor. That's the shayla of ksiva. That's one shayla. Even without ksiva, the case that I spoke about before, when the person set the camera to go on Shabbos and take a photo of his lovely simcha, where he's, what do you call it, where he wants to enjoy the simcha, he wants to have a record of this simcha for many, many years to come, the choira, besides anything of ksiva, whether even there's no ksiva, he's been mamish mazals in the Shabbos. I spoke to one Rav, the shayla here, the Rav says to me, is a normal very strong lotion actually, means you could find a team. I'm not much into football, Rabbi, so don't get me wrong over here. I've done a bit of homework for this year. But I think Russia played England last week on Shabbos. True? Yep. As far as I know, the score. No one knows. As far as I know, the score was 1-1. They scored in the last minute. The Meister, what I wanted to tell you was, let's say someone's very clever. He wants to say it's a video recorder to go on Shabbos to video the what do you call it? Halakhically, you can't say he's done anything wrong. It's halakha, maybe. But whether it's in the spirit of Shabbos, what we're talking about here is Zilzul in Hilchot Shabbos, very likely it is. So many things a person can do, that's the Ramban. I haven't got time to go through Ramban. The Ramban says the Pashka Doshim, Kadoshim to you, that many things you find the Torah says is mutter. A person can drink wine, he can have meat, there are lots of things a person can do. But a person mustn't be a manuvel b'shus HaTorah. He mustn't overstretch with one. That's not Rotzon Hashem. Over here, Lechorah, to take this thing, to make this setup where a camera is being set before Shabbos, and it's set in motion that when on Shabbos you sit in a position, and at 12 o'clock it's going to film what's going on, Lechorah, he's not doing what's in the spirit of Shabbos. That's what's not right to do. What? What do you mean, what's Torah? Torah says the mill, we're going to see that. Afshir Milson, there are certain things that a person mustn't do. Even though he's doing nothing wrong, it's a halacha, but Chazal made certain gezeiras not to do certain things because of things that might lead to. So over here, it's like a zilzal in the Shabbos. This is a zilzal. Yeah, I had to get a title for the shir. I had to get something. Okay. Well, you start what a title was, you couldn't connect the Torah. It's a very similar idea, this. Afshir Milson is a very similar idea, this. Of Afshir Milson, a very similar idea, this. That Chazal didn't want these things to take place on Shabbos. It means even though it's a lot, you can't pin him down, maybe there's no thing to pin him down, but mitzat the hashkofa of the Torah, it's not right what he's doing, he's not doing the right thing. Alright, wait a second.